familiar face to many that come here to the Do Lectures. Not to me, because this is my first ever Do Lecture. Steve Edge, I've seen you on videos, but I still don't know who you are.
My name's Steve Edge, and I run a branding and design agency. And I was very fortunate that my philosophy in life, when I was a kid, from poor families, you always have a rich aunt. And we had a great rich aunt. And luckily for me, at the age of 9, I went round there and she had cabinets full of china and glass. And I said to her, "When do you use all this?" And my aunt said, "On special occasions." And unfortunately, a week later, she died. And you know what? All I had at 9 years old was a Sunday best. And I thought, from now on, fuck it. I'm going to wear my Sunday best every day. And I'm going to dress for a party every day. Because if you have that party, the party will come to you. So you don't have to wait for an occasion. So everybody out there, if you've got those gold shoes and that amazing silver suit or that ball gown and you think you're going to wait for the right time to wear it, it will never happen. Tomorrow, get up, stick it on, and I can assure you that party, that occasion will happen. And you wear that every day and your life will change. Thank you.
So every day is your best day?
Every day is my best day. And every day I dress for a party and every day the party comes to me.
When you walk past people who are here, especially the ones who recognise you, there's whispers. And I picked up a whisper early on mentioning Star Wars. What was your involvement with Star Wars?
Very fortunate. As a kid, young chap, working in art departments, I worked on Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back and Raiders of the Lost Ark working in the art department. And like I said, luckily for me, being dyslexic, all I had was bags of glitter, magic markers and plastic scissors, but it certainly looked after me.
I think I've seen you work.
I think you have.
Indiana Jones as well. Let's walk towards dinner because everybody's filtering into dinner. Indiana Jones as well.
Yeah. Well, Raiders of the Lost Ark, actually. Yeah. Raiders was the first one. But what was very fortunate for me, again, my father supplied a lot of animals, but it was my pet monkey, Snuff, who was in the film, a black cap capuchin. When I was working there, the problem was the stunt woman would not want to go in to the snake pit. She said, "I'll do anything, but..." So I had my legs shaved and I wore the party dress and it's me and Harrison Ford in the Well of Souls. And next time you watch that film...
It's your legs.
It's my legs wearing the party dress in that snake pit.
That feels wrong. I think I had feelings over those legs.
Unfortunately, everybody said that. In fact, they said I had better legs than Karen Allen, who was the main starlet in that. However... I had to have them shaved for that scene and it was pretty uncomfortable when they started growing back.
What's your proudest work?
My proudest work is my 5 children and my grandchild and my amazing wife. And I think that's our proudest work. Keeping family, growing up in East London in our warehouse and our old loft, and having fun. And every day I think, you know, waking up and looking at all those kids.
So for those of people that have no idea where we're standing right now, how do you, in a sentence or a paragraph, explain the Do Lectures?
Well, for me, when my wife read about it last year and said, "I must go because I've been invited, you must go," I had no idea what to expect. And I turned up, because I don't really do conferences and, you know, it's not my cup of tea. I don't want to sit in some stale room listening to a lot of people talk a load of bollocks that I don't particularly like. However, I came... And I thought, I'll just do my spiel and go home. Do you know what? I stayed for all 40 lectures and came away, again, totally inspired with all like-minded people from one end of the world to the other. And that's what you get at Do Lectures. You get this amazing, eclectic mix of people with all sorts of amazing ideas, but without the bollocks. That's what I like about it.
Steve, thank you very much. Some of the words on your... business card are very interesting, particularly the words madman. You're the sanest madman I think I've met in a long while. Thank you very much.
Thank you.